Hello?
Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. May I please be with Garth Finney?
Speaking.
I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Thank you, sir. So, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
And what is your age, just for classification purposes?
I'm 49 now. I'll be 50 at the time of the election.
Okay. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, black?
Yeah, white.
Yes. Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I guess satisfied, that's kind of neutral.
Just somewhat satisfied, not very, is that correct?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay, and now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel warm or cold, okay? You may use any numbers from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, just let me know, okay? And we're going to the next.
Okay. So 0 is negative, 100 is positive, and 50
correct.
Is neutral?
Yeah. Correct. Okay. But you may use any number between 0 and 100. The first one on the list, the U.S. Department of Education. From 0 to 100, how would you rate them?
85.
Moms for Liberty. The organization, mom?
0.
Okay. Public school teachers in general, public school teachers from 0 to 100?
90.
Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
85.
Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
0.
The National Education Association, or NEA.
NEA. 85.
85. Charter schools in general?
Maybe 40.
Woke culture or woke ISM from 0 to 100?
I feel like that's a really leading question, so I'd prefer not to answer that one.
Okay, no problem.
And I mean, there's no such thing.
No,
85.
85, thank you so much. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good, given the resources that are provided.
And would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
I'd say getting better.
And now some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public school prepared them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic, okay? And again, you can use any number between 0 and 10. And we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. The first one is, be ready for higher education like college, from 0 to 10. 10 is
eight.
Very well. 8, okay? The next one, compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
Yeah, 8.
Grasp the academic basic of reading, writing, and math.
8.
Develop critical thinking skills from 0 to 10.
8.
Develop social skills.
9.
Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
9.
9, okay. Thank you. Next, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, not enough on public school education?
If we're talking about Florida, it's definitely not enough.
Not enough. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years, yes or no?
Yes.
And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all? And as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. But would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Is 100% that agree? Yeah.
Only agree. Okay.
Yeah, it's pandering by Republican politicians
Okay. And now we're almost done with just a couple more questions. Again, thank you. We appreciate your interest. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot. And now please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Just three. The first one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Strongly agree. Then the last two, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Strongly agree.
And the last one, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship.
I think educating students about different points of view is legitimate. The teacher is not supposed to advocate for a particular point of view.
Okay,
so.
But will you say strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Can you say it again, just so I make sure I'm answering it appropriately?
It's not a problem. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I'd say somewhat disagree because, again, the teacher is there to present information and to, you know, get students to think about alternative points of view, but they're not there to, you know, advocate for a particular point of view. Like, you know, I wouldn't want somebody, yeah.
Well, thank you for your opinion. And now we're 75% of the survey. Again, thank you for your time. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the equality of public schools. And please tell me whether you support or oppose it. Okay? Just five. The first one, giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
Strongly oppose. Yeah, strongly opposed. I mean, you can homeschool your kid if you don't like it or send them to a charter school if you don't like it.
Yeah. And the next one says, making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as of pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
Strongly opposed,
okay?
And yeah, strongly three, opposed.
Adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum.
Yeah, I support.
Strongly or just somewhat? Sorry.
Somewhat. I mean, it should be an elective. Yeah, it should be available, but not required.
The next one, increasing discipline in schools.
Discipline.
Okay, strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat opposed. I mean, yeah, and I mean, I guess
one?
It's an ambiguous phrase. It could mean a lot of different things.
Okay. And the last one, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Yeah, strongly support.
Support, okay. And some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America and the contribution and accomplishment of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decisions to add a Black Studies unit to K-12 public school curriculum?
Yes, I think that's relevant. Yeah, strongly support that. But, yeah, I don't know if that would be, like, usually that's a school board, not, like, a town decision.
Okay. And now, this is basically the last part of the survey. We are 85%. Thank you for your kindness to help us. And wrapping this up with the last few questions, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America, and please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, okay? 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it is not at all convincing argument.
Okay.
The first one, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only diminishes the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 10, how convincing?
What? Yeah, strongly agree.
10. Is that a 10? 10 is very convincing. Okay. And the last two. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books.
Yeah,
from
10.
0 to 10, how convincing was that?
Yeah,
10. Okay, and the last one. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equation or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have this conversation in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead this discussion in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How convincing is that?
Yeah, that's the 10.
Okay. And finally, this is the last part. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, let me ask you, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
And the last one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I strongly agree.
Okay, and as we conclude the survey, I have to ask you some last few questions for statistical purposes only, and we are done. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school, some college, or college
Advanced degree, master degree.
Okay, thank you. And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not strong?
Strong.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
And which of the following describes your child or children's school? Public school, charter school, private school, or homeschool?
One's a public school, one's a private school. There's two.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week or twice a month? Several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
I'd say several times a year.
Okay. And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide, applies to you or someone in your household?
Yes.
Okay. And does that apply to you or someone in your household?
Someone in the household.
Okay. And is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you?
No.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help, and have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
Okay. You too. Thanks.
Bye.